very much for joining me. This is the official radio network of capitalism. And my guest is Bruce Greenwald, who's written an interesting book along with Judd Kahn called Globalization, which means to them, or means to somebody, the irrational fear that somebody in China is going to take your job. The fact is, somebody around the world, if you are going to do something that has to do with anything people can do, and you're going to do it mediocre, or you're going to do it halfway, or you aren't going to be as competitive, they are going to take your job, they are going to take your company, and this is exactly what's happening to the car companies right now. We can try to force people to buy American, but if the car companies don't come up with the value, we can go elsewhere. I'm an investor. I do not have to invest in American companies. What I can do is I can invest in American companies that are supporting that global growth story, and I'm going to be able to wait for exactly the right moment, wait for that premium moment when I can do it, when they're willing to pay anything because there's a shortage of capital in the world. These are the things you have to be conscious of. I'm not understanding a world where globalization isn't important because okay. It's making millionaires and it's making people broke. Now, I've given
the
lead.
Can we talk about that?
Yes, please.
It is not making anybody millionaire. If you look at the top 25 companies in China, two of them are manufacturing companies. And neither of those make money because, of course, they have to compete with the same Chinese manufacturers who are efficient too. General Motors is not making money because it's a manufacturing company in a brutally competitive environment, and neither are most of the Japanese auto companies.
But well, don't you understand that the export? Wait! Don't talk over me because it's my show. Listen, the question is, the pay rate has gone down because of all of the global competition for wanting to provide labor. I'm going to just add that shortly. Please deal with that issue. The reason people are getting paid low is good, but because we are getting the low-cost provider. But that low-cost provider is coming from the fact that everybody in the world is competing to provide these services, these manufacturing services.
Oh, manufacturing.
Why is that not important?
Oh, no, because nobody does manufacturing anymore. If you look at manufacturing demand in the United States, and let's go to Ross Perot's giant sucking sound of jobs disappearing to Mexico. Over the previous 11 years, manufacturing demand was up 31%. Manufacturing production in the United States was up 25%. So we lost 6 percentage points of jobs to imports. Manufacturing employment was down 9%. The difference between plus 25 and minus 9 is productivity growth. And that's where the manufacturing jobs are going. And that's not what Americans do anymore. There are more professional athletes.
Not what they should do.
It's not what they should do, and it's not what they do. In the United States today, there are more professional athletes and referees than there are miners and petroleum workers. And that's because of productivity growth in those industries. There are 7 million teachers in the United States, and there are 2 million burger flippers, and there are 2 million factory operatives, skilled factory operatives. It's just the jobs aren't there anymore.
Yeah, here's the thing. You're counting the number of jobs, and it doesn't mean a thing. Here's what's happening. The price of the labor compared, and the only thing that matters is the price of labor compared to the price of the things you have to buy. Because of the global growth story, the price of raw materials, the building blocks of society, have increased. There's much more demand for that, and then there's a big, big supply of ready and willing, inexpensive labor. So the price that everybody gets to charge for their work has gone down compared to the price of what everybody gets to buy. This is 100% of the because of the global story, and none of it, it's what Obama ran on and won. And they did win the election, but they ran on that problem with the idea that they're going to solve it with some domestic activities and some domestic legislation. But it isn't going to happen because the global story is driving everything. And the fact is, you're right, they didn't necessarily lose jobs, but you have to take a job at a much lower price compared to the things you want to buy now.
Okay.
Is that not true?
That is false. What do you think the biggest category of employment in the United States is today, by far? What do you think the jobs that most people do? Managerial and professional jobs. It's teachers, managers, people with college degrees. The next biggest by far is technical service and white-collar clerical jobs. And wages in those jobs, well, they're not going up very fast. And they are going up if you include benefits like medical care. They're not going down. But the jobs where wages are going down are exactly the jobs you're talking about, which is where you're competing with people in China. But a golf pro in China can't compete with a golf pro in the United States. And it's the manufacturing jobs, therefore, that are suffering, and there aren't that many of them left. If you look at skilled blue-collar jobs in the United States, where do you think the vast majority of them are today? 70% of them are here. They're in housing, construction, and repair and maintenance. And you cannot build houses from China, and you can't repair U.S. cars from China.
All right, do me a favor. In the last couple of minutes here, it's an interesting debate. Obviously, we're both right in a sense because what you're saying is true, but it doesn't mean anything compared to what I'm saying. You're right, but it's a very interesting book. It's a very interesting idea. And so what I want you to do is to tell me what people should do, given that they take your thesis, which is that manufacturing is not that important. Globalization isn't really affecting your life that much. What do you think people should do with their lives based on that information to make their lives better?
Oh, what they should do is pursue jobs that can't go overseas. You can be a policeman. You can be a teacher. You can be a doctor. You can be a nurse. You can be a golf pro. You can be a manager of a retail establishment or all sorts of other service establishment. You can work for the government doing various things. And that, or you can work in housing construction and maintenance. You can do all those things. And that's where 85% of the economy is. And that's really the big difference. The countries that are trying to keep their manufacturing jobs, Japan, France, Germany, Italy, are the countries where you've got 9, 10, 11, 12% unemployment. And no growth for a long time. So there are a lot
of things. I like that thesis. I like the thesis. I think there's other ways to look at it. I'm an investor. You're talking about blue-collar workers. But it's a very interesting idea. And the message is, don't lose heart because there's plenty for you to do right here at home. Don't worry about the Chinese people.
Exactly.
Is that the message?
That's the message.
Bruce Greenwald, good job. Globalization, the irrational fear that someone in China will take your job. See you next time. Thank you very much, folks. We're going to stop for the news. Peggy and Dave Dyer will be back with our next guest.